Japanese submarine slammed two torpedoes into our side, Chief. It was coming back from the island of Tinian to Leyte, just delivering the bomb, the Hiroshima bomb. 1,100 men went into the water. Vessel went down in 12 minutes. Didn't see the first shark for about half an hour. Tiger. 13-footer. You know how you know when you're in the water, Chief? You tell by looking from the dorsal to the tail. What we didn't know was our bomb mission had been so secret, no distress signal had been sent. They didn't even list us overdue for a week. Very first light, Chief. The sharks come cruising. So we formed ourselves into tight groups. You know, it's kind of like old squares in a battle, like you see on a calendar. Like the Battle of Waterloo. And the idea was, the shark comes to the nearest man, and that man, he'd start a pounding and a hollering and screaming, and sometimes the shark would go away. Sometimes he wouldn't go away. Sometimes that shark, he'd look right into you, right into your eyes. You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll eye. When he comes at you, doesn't seem to be living. Until he bites you and those black eyes roll over white. And then you hear the terrible high-pitched screaming and the ocean turns red. And spite all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in and rip you to pieces. You know, by the end of the first dawn, lost 100 men. I don't know how many sharks, maybe 1,000. I don't know how many men. They average 6 an hour. On Thursday morning, Chief, I bumped into a friend of mine, Herbie Robinson from Cleveland, baseball player, bosun's mate. I thought he was asleep, reached over to wake him up, bobbed up and down in the water, just like a kind of top, upended. Well, he'd been bitten in half below the waist. Noon, the fifth day, Mr. Hooper, a Lockheed Ventura saw us. He swung in low and he saw us. He's a young pilot, a lot younger than Mr. Hooper. Anyway, he saw us and come in low. 3 hours later, a big, fat PBY comes down and starts to pick us up. You know, that was the time I was most frightened, waiting for my turn. I'll never put on a life jacket again. So, 1,100 men went into the water. 316 men come out. The shark took the rest. June the 29th, 1945. Anyway, we delivered the bomb.